That's great.
You have to hold the
In your lap.
Tablet on your lap.
But it was a big school too. The Newport Boys, George and Jack.
Not the men's probably.
Could have been, but I don't remember them.
I don't think you went with any of that.
Oh, they'd have been old. They're quite a bit older. Yeah, they'd be a lot older.
What were some things you did then at recess?
Well, we played ball, and we played tag, and we bring around the Rosie. We did all those little.
We used to play a lot of Andy.
Yeah, we did too.
Yeah, old school.
Send somebody over.
Yeah, throw the ball over.
We had to ride a horse to
you
school.
Kids did too, didn't you?
We tried to throw it over the schoolhouse.
That's what we
That's
did.
What school.
Yeah.
If it didn't go over, then you had to. What? How did that go? If it didn't go on over, you had to send somebody.
Well, you threw it over top, and then you took off a run like that, and they tried to
catch
come around and get you.
Yeah.
But somebody had to catch the ball on the other
side.
Yeah. Yeah. If they didn't catch it, yeah.
And then. Did they throw it at you to get you or something?
Oh, hardly.
No, I think they just run you down.
I think they did too.
If they could catch you, you don't know which way you was going to go, you might run together, you know.
And then the side that ended up with
touch you with
kids.
The ball, and then they had to play Andy. You know, yeah.
Right.
Well, we did that a lot. Smoked sage a lot of times.
Smoked sage?
Yeah.
Down in the little old room. Little old outhouse. Oh, it was bitter with newspaper.
Oh, God. Wonder it didn't catch on fire and burn your lips.
It is a wonder, but it didn't. Oh, we did a lot of things like we shouldn't have done.
So, what are the. Did you have a good school experience or. did you enjoy school or not?
Well,
or?
I did when I was younger, and then as I got older, we had a man teacher, and he just had me scared half to death. He was so mean to the boys. He wasn't mean to me, but he was just something else. Try Rittenhouse and Jack would get the clubs on the packs every once in a while.
Did they ask for it? Or
well, no, because they just didn't know the answer. You get up to the board and you do this, and they didn't do it right. Well, then he just lost his temper. He was red-headed, and they tell you that redheads are devils on wheels when it comes to having a temper. His name was Smith, and I was scared to death of that man.
So you graduated from the eighth grade there?
No, we moved then.
But still in the area.
But we were in the area.
You were down on the highway, weren't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lutherville. At Lutherville. Yeah. I graduated from there. Then
the
I started.
Still there?
Huh. No, it's gone.
Did you ever?
Went to Oshkosh High School. I started the 11th grade and then I quit. Yeah. Oh, no, I started.
No, 2 years.
2 years.
And quit.
You graduated down out there, out of the 8th grade.
No, Lutherville.
Lutherville.
Oh, there was a school there.
Oh, yeah.
Probably Frankie Robinson.
Oh.
Now, didn't you at one time live on the corner there? Here's the school, and here's what you own.
Oh, we lived over this way a little bit. That was Corliss's lived on the corner.
That was where Wolford's lived.
Oh, right.
Where
on
the
road
about.
There, so it's
oh, you mean
broken.
When we were young?
Yeah, when you were young.
Yeah, that's after we
where
left.
Where that cement crap is.
We left Uncle Jack.
No, that's on that side, yeah. Well, that's the old Marshall place.
Yeah.
They lived on where Wolford lived.
So, Wolford, right.
They built a cement house or a dugout house there.
By that creek, you mean?
Yeah,
there's old cement stuff there.
No, there wasn't. But they moved that all, and then they built the house right there where the...
On the west side of the road.
Oh, okay.
On the west side of the road.
Yeah, I know.
And they built a basement house.
That's what it was, a basement.
And that wasn't
but the all glass
that wasn't front, broke up much there then. That was not all prairie, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Your dad broke up a lot. It belonged to some people by the name of Green, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah. They brought sheep in and big herds of sheep and dad had them there. The herders and everything. No, he didn't take care of them. They had to take care of them.
That's where Smokey, that's where Hill come in.
Oh,
picture.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Hill,
oh, I don't know how many
sheep here.
Well, that's where Hill, they brought the sheep in there.
Yeah.
So Smokey's dad.
Uh-huh. Now, there was a lot of them.
And I don't know.
Harold?
I don't know.
Harold was Smokey's brother.
But I don't know if Carl Beard bought the sheep and Hill maybe just
took care of them.
Took care of them. And that was in the 30s when it was so dry, they brought them in and there was no corn in the cornfield, uh-huh. Just, you know, the stalks and that. Uh-huh. And that's maybe a nubbin here and there, and that's what they
ate on that. Uh-huh. So, Mom, what's your history then like before that? You said you don't really know much because Grandma and Grandpa were both basically orphans. But
yeah, I don't know. Dad's dad died when he was 18. I do know that.
And they were married when what? Grandpa
they were
was
married.
18 and Grandma was 17, mm-hmm. Or were they both 17?
No,
or?
Dad was 18, Mom was 17. And his dad lived with him.
Oh, and then he died.
Yeah, what? Or they lived
the
with his dad.
Oh,
probably.
He fell off the barn.
He
died.
Right there. Well, you've never been back there, have you? Uh-uh. It's right close to where Wade's lived now.
Big tall barn had a scaffold up there in some way.
Yeah. Dad had the measles at that time, and he was really sick.
Mm-hmm. And so then, but Grandma was from up there too.
Oh yeah, they were right there together.
And what, you don't know what happened to her family though, her mom and dad or anything?
They said her mother died when she was, what, three?
Just four, I thought.
Yeah, somewhere in there. And then her dad died when she was just 12, 10 or 12. I can't remember.
So what'd she live with that older sister, Stella?
Elva.
Elva.
And then she did live with Stella, too.
And then Stella ended up, I remember uh-huh. Stella, I was scared to death.
Oh, I was, too. Yeah.
I thought, yeah.
At all times.
She
got
mean.
Well, Summers was mean too. He took that little dog out in the toilet, and outside toilet, and he strangling it or something. The dad yelled and said, "Get that dog out of there!" And he got the dog out, but he caught him a couple times with the dog. And the dog was just yelping, mm-hmm. screaming, you know. It was just a puppy, just a little thing. He didn't like dogs.
So anyway, then. Grandma and Grandpa
uh-huh.
farmed.
They farmed Uncle Jack's.
Out there.
Where
well,
West?
Laurel.
Oh,
around
Laurel. Yeah, they farmed out there. Dad usually raised lots of potatoes. He had always had a big garden. He sold stuff out of there. And then they had apples and all kinds of fruit.
Mm-hmm. But did he farm like
but he
corn
worked,
or wheat?
I don't think
he
did. He
worked.
He worked.
John Deere and an elevator.
Oh.
Yeah.
He was telling me about oats. The oats was a little rye, a little light.
Uh-huh.
And they had a lot of rye raised at one time. And they put a little trickle of rye in there. Because you can't hardly tell a rye seed
from
an oat seed. And they make the oats up to maybe 33 or 4 pounds.
The elevator did that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when they sold, they had lots of horses, so they had to have so they sold lots of oats.
And rye wouldn't that much rye wouldn't hurt
the
horses.
Just a few little, like a shelled oat seed is what it looked like. And they took him, and he was telling me about, he raised the hogs. I think he had maybe 1,000 head, did he?
I don't know.
Oh, he had a lot of them. And the price started down. You know, it kept a little longer. And it started down, and it kept going down. And so then he finally had to get rid of them or sell them, and that's what broke him.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't all the other ones broke him. But things was going so good that he built a new house in Coleridge, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Coleridge. And of course, when everything went to pot,
yeah.
He lost the hogs. And
He lost everything.
He lost the hogs and he lost everything. That must have been just not long before he came out here.
Well, it was a while because we moved to this farm.
Well, you never lived in the house.
I never lived in the house in town.
No.
Did they get you?
The girls did.
He said that's really what.
But they took us by and showed us the house.
House.
It was a nice house.
It was only $4,000, but at that time, $4,000 was probably kind of how much it could have been.
Too much.
He went around for John Deere, and he was one of them handyman, you know, handy guys. If something didn't work right, you know, he'd get it to work. If you sold a planter out to you, he'd go on and get it going for you. That's what he did a lot. Said he should have stayed, but he didn't. Or they went broke, or they couldn't pay him anymore. I don't know. I think he decided to come out here.
I'm sure he did.
Haywoods wanted him to come out here because they was getting old. And,
they needed somebody to take care of them.
They needed someone around, run the place.
He was a hard working man.
Yeah, but then he had kids that were kind of a drain.
Oh,
too,
yeah.
Like
oh, yeah.
Jack and Les.
Yeah.
George, I don't think ever was.
Oh, yeah.
Was he?
Well, he lived at home, but he never paid rent or nothing. He
yeah,
worked
no,
out.
No, but he didn't expect Grandpa to support
oh,
him
no,
like
no.
Les and
they took
Jack did.
Mm-hmm. Erwin George took and farmed that for 2 years and gave him every bit they made off of
uh-huh.
They farmed it.
That was the last 2 years he was there.
Mm-hmm. And Harry did lots of custom work. That's how he made his kind of living. And that's where she come in. She took the place of the boys.
Yeah.
The tractor. I'd go over there and on a Sunday evening, milking time, I'd go out with Harry to milk. He'd milk, he had a milker there. And I'd help him put it in the separator and whatever. Carry the milk to the hogs that went to the surplus. The boys were sitting in the house. I did that every Sunday. Every time I was there, I'd go out and help him. And he'd have to stop. If he tried to carry some, he'd have to stop and put
him
back.
Because
he couldn't carry them buckets, you know. Too heavy for him.
So then that Mom and I had to do, well, he was down, got down the bed. Mom and I had to do the milking.
And he got that tick. You know,
yeah,
tick
in his face.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Well, he was down and out. He was in bad shape. He was really serious in the depression. I think he was. Right. Mildred asked him, well, what's the matter? Dad, don't you have any, you know, you need some money? Yeah, he admitted it.
I can't get any medicine.
So where did you come? Well, did you come over on your own, didn't you?
Yeah.
Come back, and mm-hmm. I said, we'll go to town and get some money.
So I did.
We paid his way in the hospital. Well, we took him down.
They were out in the field.
What tick were you paying?
Well, it's
a
nerve, and it just twitches all the time.
I guess it's painful. They cut
so.
It, and then they didn't get the job done, so he had to go back again.
Well, they told him if it didn't work, he'd have to come back.
Yeah.
You know.
So.
But we paid both of
these
times.
Yeah. It's just the nerve or something. I don't know what did happen. You hear about it every once in a while.
A facial tick.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I thought that was, you know, he jerked you.
No.
He said it just hurt so bad. He said,
yeah, well, his whole face was numb
he,
then, you know,
he
after he had the second time, he cut the nerve.
And then
so
it was sunk in then.
And it sunk way in, yeah.
But if he'd said it sooner, we had the money always had.
Yeah.
Well, I think Bob called me.
Hmm?
I think to begin with, Mom called me. She said, Dad's really bad. I said, what's wrong? Said he wants to kill himself. And I said, why would he want to do that? She said, he's in so much pain. And that's when I went over and talked to him. So that I said, get your clothes together, get what you need, and I come back, and Alex said, well, do you take them? So Mom wanted me to go, but I had the kids. I said, well, I just can't. I said, if Wilby takes you, no, you'll see that you're taken care of. And then we had the family there, distant relations. Name was Meek, and they were really nice people. That's like, they were awful good. Yeah, they were awfully good to Dad and Mom.
That's like when Les needed some money down the drugstore. You know that. Mm-hmm. I loaned it to him, but Harry asked me to start with if I could loan himself. And I did it.
And he said, I'll make sure.
Les forgot all about it, but Harry never. But that caused some hard feelings at the end. Oh, Harry told me a lot of what happened, but I don't really remember. Kyle was having a cap or something, and he couldn't sleep at night. We'd just sit there and we'd just talk for the hour. He'd do the talking, I'd just listen. Had the roads back in the winter back there. Like that. He said, Dort Spring would be like that, you know, the horse and the wagon and the sleds. Of course, when that started thawing, there was no road because you know,
yeah.
It sunk way down.
And the bud
snow
was
built
so
up
thick.
On the road.
You'd walk out in there. Alex didn't realize it till we were back to Wayne's one time.
Oh, God.
He walked out there and his shoes were huge.
Yeah, he just dragged up.
Back where Wayne lives, there's a pitcher pump out there and had this big brush with a handle on it. You know, what's that there for? I know what it was there. You can't wash it off. You've got to
brush
it rub
it
like that.
Yeah.
You know, it just sticks just like glue. Oh, yeah, but. Just to go back to Dad, and I remember I was just a little kid, maybe three, long, just enough to, like this, you know, and he's hoop, 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 fashion off the book. He was stuck in the Stein, up a breakneck, tiny vine.
What would that mean?
Hop, 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 horse run on a gallop, over stick and over stone, but don't break your legs.
Uh-huh.
He sung that all the time.
And swung you on his foot.
Yeah,
up on
his foot like that. He sung that to us. Yeah. Then we went, like I said, we went to that great school out there.
Uh-huh.
And it was crowded. Oh, it was crowded bad.
Well, there was a lot of people up in that area.
Well, they come from all over. They knew the Braden School. They danced there. It had a lot of moonshine, for one thing.
Who played?
Oh, there was Glenn Finn and Hunter Young and Otto Copelstein. Well, Glenn Finn played the fiddle and Otto mandolin and Hunter Young on a banjo. And then there was Ray Carson and his son Dennis. They played on a fiddle and a guitar on a different night. And you know, Ralph Hall and his son played accordion and a guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And you could hear them. Hoe down, you know, had a collar, swing your partner
square dance.
Swing your partner high and low, promenade, and away you go. Well, you had to take turns because the schoolhouse wasn't that big. And then when it wasn't so bad, when maybe Ralph Hall played a good waltz or two-step, and it was crowded, you had a nice partner. It was nice. it was real nice. Yeah, about 10, 11 o'clock,
yeah.
It thinned out a little bit. There'd be a bloody nose here and a split lip there when the moonshine started taking a hold. Yeah.
Then it was nice.
Oh, yeah, about every time. About every time. Yeah, it was nice. Yeah.
What were some times when you were first married? What was that like?
Okay.
I mean, what did you guys do besides work?
Well, we went to movies now.
Yeah, we went to the movies
every
weekend.
Didn't have you for 2 years.
Yeah. Did you always go, like, Saturday night? Did you go to town every Saturday night?
Oh, yeah. We did. If the weather was good.
Yeah, if the weather. And Wednesdays.
But
Your
mom and dad didn't go with you.
Well, no, they didn't go with us, but sometimes
dad,
they did go.
Dad and mom went to town in the afternoon.
I'll never forget the time your dad upset the car.
Mm-hmm. Got on the side of the road, it was soft, and we got that old whippet in the car. So someone come down, picked us up, and we got old Ziegler and someone else, and we went out.
Pushed it back up on its wheels.
Pushed it up on the road, and away he went.
Now, Grandma didn't go to town with him too often, though, did she?
At the last, all the time.
Oh, did she?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But not too many years, you know, she got arthritis today.
Right.
And then he had that first Oldsmobile, and we borrowed it quite a little when we wanted to go somewhere special.
Uh-huh.
Of course, then we got the old 37.
That was a good old car, though.
That brown one?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I remember
that
one.
We run the wheels off it and the sides off of it.
I remember you'd go to work in it. You, when we moved down, we were living where you live now, and I remember you'd go pick corn. You'd take it to the field, and you didn't have any hood on it.
No, it didn't. Oh, yeah, it was out and far out completely.
Well, when you were just a toddler, you could talk. And you said to me,